guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله I welcome all the viewers back to our سلسلة regarding role models in Islam that who should we choose as our example who should we take someone as our role model and alhamdulillah we have discussed regarding some famous personalities we have discussed regarding the biography of the holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam sahaba ikram and many awliya allah as well and inshallah azza wa jal today we are going to discuss regarding such a personality such an amazing personality who is our imam who is our leader who is our true and real role model in every aspect. Inshallah, I will start off by mentioning a very short and very beautiful story regarding that personality. In a very busy market, a servant in a shop of silk clothes was busy supplicating and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah. As the owner of the shop heard that the person inside the shop is crying and he is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah. It struck fear into the heart of the owner of the shop. And the owner of the shop started trembling with fear. He got worried. He got concerned. He started crying so much that he was shaking and shivering. In the meantime, he ordered to close the shop immediately. Wrapping a cloth around his head, he stood quickly and said, Alas! We have become so fearless to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, we have become so bold and fearless towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person from the bottom of his heart supplicates to Allah ta'ala for Jannah. And what about us? We are sinners. We should supplicate to Allah ta'ala for forgiveness of our sins instead. The shop owner was incredibly a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was indeed an Allah-fearing person. Whenever he stood up for offering salat at night, such an excessive amount of tears trickled down his eyes that they would drop on the floor and the dropping would be clearly heard by the people around. And this personality, this person, this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person having such a beautiful heart containing the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was none other than our Imam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Na kyun kare naaz ahle sunnat ke tumse chamka naseeb-e-ummat siraj-e-ummat mila jo tumsa Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. The famous name of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is Nu'man. The name of his honorable father is Thabit and kunniya of Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is Abu Hanifa. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was born in the 70th year after Hijrah in Kufa, a famous city in Iraq, and passed away on the 2nd of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam 150 AH at the age of 80 years. His blessed shrine, his blessed tomb is situated in the city of Baghdad till today. Followers from around the world, they go to visit his blessed shrine and try to gain barakah and praise from the shrine of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. All four imams, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, are rightly guided and their true faith followers are brothers to one another. No biasism or no animosity amongst each other. Out of all these blessed imams, Sayyiduna Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi holds the highest rank. Another thing that endorses this fact is that Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had the honor of being the only tabi'i amongst these four a'immas. A tabi'i is the one who has met a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As per the authority of different narrations, Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was privileged to meet few blessed companions and also heard few blessed hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam directly through them, directly from the Sahabas. Therefore, having listened to Sayyidina Wasila bin Asqa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has reported that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, do not rejoice at the misfortune of your brother, for Allah Azza wa Jal will have mercy on him and subject you to the same mishap. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are speaking regarding Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, our leader, our guide, our master, and he is the king of the Hanafis. He is the leader of millions of Hanafis. How he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was his taqwa like? What was his heart like? His heart used to tremble with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to be worried about his akhirah. He used to be worried about the final destination. He used to cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His body used to tremble and shiver out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is our situation today? Do we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we shed tears out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we think of our akhirah? Do we think of the betterment of our akhirah? We do not think like that. While our imam was such that he used to be worried about his akhirah. He used to be worried about his destination. He used to be worried that what will happen in akhirah. We are fortunate that we are the followers of such imam. We are Hanafis. We take the name of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But we should also follow him. We should act upon his lifestyle. We should adopt his habits in ourselves. We should try that we act upon his seerat. And then, inshallah azza wa jal, we will be successful in this world and in the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, our imam is a tabi'i buzurg. He is a tabi'i saint, the one who has met a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. His name is Nu'man ibn Sabit, Abu Hanifa hai unki kunniyat. Pukarta hai ye ke ke alam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi performed 55 hajj in his lifetime. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was privileged to perform the final hajj of his life, so the attendants there, the people who were present there, on the request of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, opened the door of the Holy Kaaba. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi entered into the Holy Kaaba, and between the two pillars inside the Holy Kaaba, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi completed the whole Quran reciting in just two rakats. Just imagine how Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he kept supplicating and he kept on crying for a long time. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was engaged in duas and supplications. A voice was heard from the corner of the Kaaba, from the corner of Baytullah, and the voice was saying, you have excellently attained our recognition and served sincerely. We have pardoned you and also those who follow you till the day of judgment. That, O Abu Hanifa, we have forgiven you and we forgive all those who follow you. So we are so lucky that we are the lovers of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. We love Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa is our leader. And this is a glad tiding that whoever loves Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, whoever follows Imam Azam Abu Hanifa till the day of judgment, all of them are forgiven. This is a bounty. This is a karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. And through him, it is a bounty upon us as well. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam bestowed incredible favors upon Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. In Madinatul Munawwara, upon approaching the sacred tomb of beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi humbly offered salam to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way, As-salamu alayka ya Sayyid al-Mursaleen, that peace be upon you, salam to you, O the leader of the Mursaleen, O the leader of the messengers. Then a reply was heard from the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, wa alayka salam, ya Imam al-Muslimin, that peace be upon you, O the leader of the Muslims. تمہارے دربار کا گدا ہوں، میں سائل عشق مصطفیٰ ہوں، کرو کرم بحر غوث اعظم امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ. After completing education, after studying, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh intended to live in seclusion. He intended to isolate himself from the people. He intended to keep himself away from everyone and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then one night, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh saw the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Hanifa, Allah Azza wa Jal has created you to revive my sunnah. So do not intend to isolate yourself from the people. Go to the people, preach my sunnah to them and revive my sunnah. Ataahu khawfe khuda khudara. Ataahu khawfe khuda khudara. To ulfate mustafa khudara. Karu amal sunnato pe hardam imam azam Abu Hanifa. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam encouraged Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in his dream and ordered to revive and propagate the sunnah. He ordered him to preach the sunnah to the people. As a result, Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi engrossed himself in teaching and he engrossed himself in serving the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. At the same time, he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. Sayyidina Mis'ar bin Kidam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, I came to the masjid of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And then I saw that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi performed the Fajr Salah. After the Fajr Salah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa started teaching. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa continuously was teaching and he was teaching till Namaz Isha, till the time of Isha Salah, with no breaks in between except for Salah. Except for Namaz, there were no breaks in between and Imam Azam Abu Hanifa was teaching the people from Fajr till Isha. After Salatul Isha, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went to his residence. He went to his house, he went to his room. A short time later, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, with his luminous face, dressed in the plain clothes and putting on some atar, he came to the masjid and started offering nafil salah. He was reading nafil salah and he was reading his nafil salah till the time of Fajr. And then, just before Fajr, he went to his room and he wore his normal clothes. After offering his Salatul Fajr with Jamaat, he continued his same routine. He continued teaching after Fajr till Zohar, from Zohar to Asr, from Asr to Maghrib, from Maghrib to Isha. And now the Ravi says, the narrator says, that when I saw all this, I thought that one day Imam Azam Abu Hanifa carried on without sleeping. The second day he carried on without sleeping. So today definitely after Isha Salah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi will go to his room and he will sleep. But to his astonishment, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went to the room after Salatul Isha, wore his plain clothes, he put on itr and he came in the masjid at a corner, started reading his nafil salah, same as what happened in the previous night. And likewise, the narrator noticed Imam Azam Abu Hanifa for 3 days. After noticing all this, that person intended to remain in the khidmat of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. Therefore, that person intended to live, to reside in the masjid of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa and to propagate deen and to serve deen and to serve this big sheikh, this big leader, Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So since then, he resided in the masjid of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and he carried on worshipping, propagating the deen of Islam and serving Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he says that throughout my stay there, I never ever saw Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi without being in the state of fast, without being in the state of sawm. He used to fast every day and he would never ever be heedless of worshipping. He always worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. And his routine of teaching from Fajr to Isha with no breaks other than for Salah. Yes, but he would rest for a little while before the Salah of Zuhr. Sayyiduna Ibn Abi Muaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrated, Sayyiduna Mis'ar bin Kidam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was very fortunate that he passed away in the state of sajda, prostration, in the masjid of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He served Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi so much that he resided in the masjid of Imam Azam, and he passed away in the position of sajda in the masjid of Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It is stated in the book Al-Khairatul Hisan, for 30 consecutive years, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi observed fast. He used to fast, and for 30 years, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi kept reciting the entire Holy Quran in a single rak'at. For 40 years, rather 45 years, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi offered Salatul Fajr with the wudu made for Salatul Isha. He would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the whole night. The place where his blessed soul passed away, the place where he demised from the world, he had recited 7,000 times Quran at that certain place. It is stated in a narration that formerly he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi did not used to worship all night long. He wouldn't worship for the whole night. He would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he would go to sleep. He would rest for a while. But then when he heard that people talk about him, that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the whole night. So Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, when he came to know about all this, that people are thinking about me, that I worship whole night. So he thought that it's a very good thing they remember me with. It's a very good quality they attach me with. So I will adopt this quality. I will make this my habit. And since then, he started worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the entire night. It is stated that he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh never lay down stretching out his feet towards the direction of his teacher's house. He never ever lay down while his legs were stretched to the house of his teacher, Sayyiduna Imam Hammad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Even though the distance between the house of Imam Azam and Sayyiduna Imam Hammad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was about 7 streets, but Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, out of respect for the teacher, out of respect for the ustad, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh never ever stretched his leg in the direction of the house of his teacher. So you see how Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh had adab and respect towards the teacher. No matter the teacher is far, but he never ever stretched his legs in the direction of the house of his teacher. May Allah ta'ala grant us such respect for our teachers. May the children today, may the generation today learn such respect, because the generation today does not pay attention towards the teacher. In fact, people are seen backbiting regarding the teachers. They are seen talking wrong things regarding the teachers, which is absolutely wrong. This is not what Islam teaches us. Look at our role model, Sayyiduna Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, how much respect he had. Being the Imam of millions of Hanafis, he never ever disrespected his teacher. He is our role model. So let's implement his habits in our life. He used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. Let's try to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to fast for the entire year. Let's be punctual for at least our first fast. And alhamdulillah, in the Madani mahal of Dawat Islami, we are encouraged to fast Mondays and Thursdays at least. Let's try to do this. Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to excessively recite the Holy Quran. He would at times finish the recitation of entire Quran in just one rak'at. Just imagine. And what about us? What are we doing? What are we doing? Which direction are we going? We should be following our role models. Our role models are these personalities. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa is our true role model. We should follow him. Look at one narration of his. Look at one narration of his, and you will learn how Allah fearing Imam Azam Abu Hanifa was. Look at one narration of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. You will realize how much Allah fearing personality Imam Azam had. Sayyiduna Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali has said, Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali once went to a debtor to collect his debt. By religion, he was a fire worshipper. That person was a fire worshipper. And when Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali was going from there, so his foot went into mud. So when Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali took his foot out, it was full of mud. So Imam Azam jerked his shoe. He shook his shoe. Imam Azam shook his shoe so that the mud can come out. So when Imam Azam rahmatullahi alayhi shook his leg and shook the shoe so that the mud could come out, the mud flew and got stuck on the wall of that debtor, on the wall of that debtor who was a fire worshipper. Now Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi got concerned that what should I do? Although he is a fire worshipper, but he is a human being. He also has his rights. I cannot do like this to him. It is his wall. It is his house. I have made the house dirty. I have made the wall dirty. Although it's a small portion. Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi got worried and thought of cleaning it. But then he thought that if I clean it, maybe the wall might be scratched. So what should I do? So Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went to the debtor. He went to the house. He knocked to the house. Now the debtor inside got worried. Maybe Imam Sahib has come to ask for the money. So he was feared and he opened the door and he said, I will pay back your money. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, this is not the reason I'm here for. I'm here to tell you that mistakenly I messed your wall up. There is mud on your wall. So please tell me, how do I clean it and how would you forgive me? I'm really sorry, I messed your wall up. Listening to this, the debtor got a shock. That non-Muslim, that fire worshipper was shocked. He said that, Imam Sahib, you're concerned regarding cleaning my wall? Clean the dirt of the wall later. First clean the dirt of my heart and make me a Muslim. And he recited the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This was the akhlaq of our Imam Sahib. That just because of his character, just because of the character of our Imam, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, this fire worshipper entered the folds of Islam. He became a Muslim. Is our character like that? That people come closer to Islam? Rather, sometimes we end up giving a wrong impression to the people. Muslims are those who treat people well. Muslims are those who have kindness. Muslims are those who deal people with love. Our Imam Azam Abu Hanifa used to be kind to others. Our Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he used to be loving towards others. Our Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would never ever hurt the feelings of others. Our Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would follow the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's also make intention that we will also follow the footsteps of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Imam Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, used to be worried regarding the losses of others, that because of me, I should not end up causing a loss for someone else. I should not end up hurting someone else's feelings. We should also create some feelings like that. We heard regarding Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was concerned regarding just little bit of mud on the wall of that fire worshipper. And what about us? We sometimes stick posters on the walls of people, on the properties of others, on the doors of others. It does not belong to us. It's someone else's wall. It's someone else's compound. It's someone else's property. Someone else owns it. And we are doing all this. And then the time when the poster is removed, it scratches off the paint. It removes some of the cement as well. It removes many other things and causing the wall to have a very bad look. Is this right? This is not right. Our Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi did not teach us this. Our Imam Azam, our role model, our master, the king of Hanafis, has taught us to be good towards others, has taught us not to hurt others. So let's try that we follow his footsteps and make intention that inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will not hurt the feelings of others. InshaAllah azza wa jal, we will try to read the Holy Quran. InshaAllah azza wa jal, we will try to take care of the rights of others. May Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we act upon the footsteps of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Oh Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, guide us with those whom